Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. You know, the first time I ever met Dave Young and his wife Bethley was at a revival meeting he agreed to preach at our church. I told my wife when they left that I felt like I got to know Jesus a little more while they were with us. Think about that as you listen to the continuation of emphasizing godly counsel and rejecting wrong counsel.
Yes, and to be fair, you're addressing the younger folks here, and we both are. But at the same time, it's also true that a lot of the older folks have come to the point to where I know what I'm doing. I don't need counsel.
Absolutely. We never stop learning.
I don't need you to tell me how to raise my teenager.
Right.
I don't need you to tell me how to, you know, how to correct this issue with my adult child. I don't need that. And what we're seeing across our generation is a lack of teachability. And so what I would say to you is I have to be willing to learn. If we're going to have the counsel that brings a happy life and a happy family, there has to be a willingness to learn, and that involves at least two things. It's a heart matter, and it requires wisdom. And it requires wisdom because, listen carefully now, bad counsel is available everywhere. And bad counsel can be tricky because the Bible says, and here's another proverb, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
Mm-hmm.
Bad counsel often seems right.
Yes.
And just for the record there, counsel is not for the purpose of validation and approval. Now, sometimes when you go for counsel, you are encouraged because, okay, I'm on the right track. And so there's a sense in which counsel can bring validation and approval. Okay, we're on the right track here. We weren't sure. I remember when we were training a strong-willed child that we went to a mother whom we knew, an older mother whom we knew, had a strong-willed child who was doing well.
Yes.
And we had just inquired. We were frustrated. Maybe the Bible doesn't work with this child. Maybe what we've always been told won't work in this situation. The counsel she gave to us was that, no, when you obey the Bible works, and you're obeying the Bible, and it seems like it's not working, but it is a process of time, and if you will continue to do what's right, her counsel to us was encouraging and did validate that we were obeying the Bible and that it would work. But what I'm talking about, if you look for counsel just so you can feel validated, just so you can feel approved, you're missing the point that you have got to be teachable.
Yes.
and be willing to be instructed.
Mm-hmm.
So bad counsel can seem right. So here's several ways to evaluate, is this good or bad? Always evaluate the source.
Yes.
A source can help you to know whether this is good or bad. A person who makes a living as a TikTok influencer, mm-hmm, who is 21 years old is probably not the best source for you to how to raise teenagers.
Right.
Just, let's say it's a practical matter.
Mm-hmm.
And a person who self-publishes their books, who's never had them peer-reviewed,
right,
that those are things we just have to be aware of. That may be a godly source. I'm not saying we discount that, but there is a big difference in a person who has researched, has footnotes, who has studied, who has been evaluated by a publisher, and the publisher has deemed this is material worthy of production. There's a big difference in that and a person who throws up something on Facebook off the cuff. So the source matters.
Yes, and I know when I'm reading a book, I also benefit from those people who put their life experience in there, even if they're like, you know what, we did this and it didn't work, so let me just show you. I benefit from that.
I
can grasp that
right.
So easily.
So as you're thinking of bad counsel, you have to evaluate the source. Where is it coming from? You have to evaluate the ending.
Mm.
And one of the reasons it's hard to get good counsel from a younger influencer,
yes,
is because the ending is not yet apparent.
True.
And so when you can look at a family, say you choose an older, Titus 2 lady or Titus 2 man in your church,
mm-hmm,
and you look at their life, you don't want to get counsel from a person, you don't want to get, say, marriage counsel from a person who has failed at marriage. Their
right.
marriage is a mess.
Or marriage counsel from someone who's only been married for a few years.
Yes. So the idea there is when there is an ending that says, okay, this worked, whatever mm-hmm. they did, it produced good fruit. That helps you to know this is better counsel. And we always evaluate the consensus as well. And the idea of is this person come up with something brand new? And so here's a brand. Always Solomon, even in it was Ecclesiastes, warns us about that.
Yes.
That there's nothing new under the sun. So we evaluate the source, because bad counsel can be tricky, but good counsel has proof.
Yes. And I would say about the bad counsel, you also need to evaluate everything that you're taking in, balance it by the word of God. Even if you just have to read that blog post or that book or listen to that influencer with the word of God right next to you, always balance it with the word of God.
Yes. And the idea there is, come now, let us reason together.
Yes.
And so as you're, you know, there's nothing wrong with influencing. There's nothing wrong with blogging. There's nothing wrong with, you know, sharing ideas. Mm-hmm. But the thing you want to do there is you do want to make sure that you are being wise in that. Mm-hmm. You're looking, you're thinking, you're applying, you're evaluating. And you take the word of God and you say, okay, does this line up with the Bible?
Right.
Because you're trying to make sure that you're not a recipient of bad counsel. You want to be a recipient of good counsel. And good counsel has proof. That's probably one of the biggest things we can say to you. That's why the Bible says, with good advice, make war. You don't want to, go to war and get all your advice from somebody who has never fought a battle in their life. I was recently in Africa with a former military operative who was actually trained by the CIA. And in discussing, just one day sitting around a meal in the middle of Africa, one of the things that he shared that was so frustrating as a soldier in our generation is that many of the military decisions that are made from men who are on the front lines, who are putting their life on the line, who could be killed at any moment, those decisions are made by people who have never, ever in their life been in a war. Mm-hmm. who evaluate everything from a textbook kind of situation. Mm-hmm. Like one of the things he shared was that in one of the compounds that he was protecting, I think it was actually in Afghanistan, was that they had these towers with soldiers in them. And someone in an office in D.C. who had the authority decided, what a waste of money and time. So they put dummies in the towers. Well, it was only a matter of time until the enemy soldiers realized, those aren't real. That hasn't moved in hours. So they started sneaking into the compound, and one of his best friends was actually killed during lunch. He was killed during lunch because there was nobody to alert, there's an enemy coming through the gate. The enemy came through the gate, came around a corner, put a gun on him, and killed him. And the idea there was that here are people who have no knowledge about anything dealing with war and protection. And, you know, it's just a silly illustration in a sense. It's not silly in the sense that that was costly, but maybe that's an extreme illustration is the better word to say there.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, it does matter whether or not we're getting good counsel that has proof involved in it. Here's a person that knows what they're talking about. They have experience in this. And that's what Solomon is talking about. So good counsel comes from those who have good fruit. Is that how we can say it?
Yes.
Okay. And so I guess we could add there, don't learn parenting skills from a novice or a peer or a social media influencer. You want fruit.
Yes.
Right?
You want someone who actually know. So there are good websites that you can go to, or Instagram sites that you can go to, and you know that you're going to get good content. I think of Encouragement from Women Who've Been There, which is a popular podcast among Fundamental Baptists, and it's run by Charity Berkey, who has a family that she is discipling, and you can see fruit in her family, in her marriage, and just from the family that she grew up in, the Tice family. And also there is evaluation. She doesn't ask women to write the devotionals for her website that are not proof. She would not say, hey, you don't know what you're talking about. Write me a devotional. She wouldn't do that. She wants, the whole title is Encouragement from Women Who've Been There. So there are things out there that you can grab hold of and that will help you, but it is often best to get that real life face-to-face, I know what this person's doing and they're doing a good job. Let me get counsel from them.
Sure. So what we're saying is that you have to be willing to learn. And one more thing is that you have to be training your children to listen to counsel. Mm. You have to work at that all the time, training your children that listen now. You've got to look for it. You've got to listen to it. Chapter 24 and verse 5 says, a wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in multitude of counselors there is safety. Mm. And so what he's just reminding there is that we have to teach our children that their wisdom equals strong, knowledge equals strength. And he says this requires wise counsel and much counsel.
Yes.
If our kids are going to be strong, if our kids are going to have strength, they need wise and much counsel, right?
Yes. I know in our last episode, we talked a little bit, we've referred to a child of ours who went through a very difficult time, and the Lord helped us to get him under good influences. And I know one of the things that David put into place for this child was for him to get hearty counsel from godly people. David said, don't just listen to me, son. You need to listen to this person here. Take this person out for coffee. See what he has to say. And we were just encouraged, and our decision had good foundation because he heard it from other wise, godly people.
Yes. And even the Bible says, ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. This is 27:9. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. So does the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel.
Yes.
And so it's just a reminder that we have to be training our children to listen to counsel, listen to counsel. And we have to emphasize that. But before we run out of time, let's answer at least another question here. Where do you find good counsel?
Mm.
And we came up with six different answers here. Number one, you find it in daily devotions.
Yes.
In the Bible. You go to the Bible. What does the Bible say?
Yes.
Right? And then you go to wisdom, prayer for wisdom. That's James 1. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. You pray for wisdom, and then you can also get wisdom and good counsel from the hearing and preaching of God's word.
Right.
I think we underestimate that in our culture. Do you think so?
Oh, absolutely.
And one of the things I said recently was, you know what? I there were things that you and I heard preached a lot that built in our life, you know, strength.
Yes.
That some of our kids have not heard.
Mm-hmm.
And it just reminded me that, you know what? We need to pick up some of those areas.
Right.
Because preaching affected our lives because of the counsel that we got from the preached word of God. As God's word was opened and taught and wisely applied, it impacted our lives and it impacted our children's lives.
Yes.
So you can get counsel from your daily devotions, why you should read the Bible every day. You can get counsel in a prayer for wisdom. That's why you should pray every day. You can hear and get counsel from the hearing and preaching of God's word. So that's why we should be in church every service, and we should be in a Bible teaching, Bible preaching church that explains the word of God. Here's some others. What are some other ways we can get good counsel?
And study good books written by good authors and published by respected publishers.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And we can't underestimate that, because that is one of the major ways we found counsel for raising our children.
Yes.
And we just read everything we could get our hands on.
Mm-hmm.
And we read books that we agreed with. We read books that we weren't sure we agreed with. We read a few books that, based on what we believe the Bible says, we disagreed with.
Yes.
But even then, we would ask other people. So we, you know, if we found a book we disagreed with, we'd say, you know, what do you think about that? We'd ask wise people, are we wrong?
Right.
You know, we're uneasy about this. And I've done that many times in my life. I've said, you know what, I'm uneasy about something. So I will call a brother that I respect, highly respect, or who has the authority to veto my thinking and just say, you know, hey, this is what I'm thinking. Will you just tell me if you think I'm wrong and why? And so those are good. Books can really help you with that. How else can you find good counsel?
Learn from successful people. And we've talked about this this whole episode, but just sitting down with someone face to face, bouncing ideas off of them and hearing what they have to say from their walk with God and their life experience.
Yeah, sometimes it just happens in life. But sometimes it's good to schedule it. We have had couples invite us over for a meal just for the purpose of they want to ask us some questions about things.
Right.
And we've had meals with young couples for the purpose of just being a blessing and encouragement to them that they were on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
So you that are listening that are getting older, invest in younger generations. Have meals together and spend time with each other. Have people in your home. Encourage people. There's one other area where you could find good counsel, and that might be in studying history. Because it goes back to the fact that if something has worked for a long time, maybe it's wise to pull from that.
Right.
And if something is brand new, often it's a little, you know, dangerous to try that.
Or at least untested.
It's unproven. It's untested. So just one or two more thoughts here, and our time is gone today. Some practical advice. Whatever you do, never face difficult situations without a lot of counsel.
Mm-hmm.
Always, always face difficult situations by getting as much counsel as possible. And when you're going through a really difficult, challenging time, it is easy to make wrong decisions. So one of the suggestions I've given a lot is consider giving a trusted counselor veto power during times of great difficulty.
Right.
So that, you know, recently I was helping a couple and they're probably going to go through a divorce, and it's a really, our goal is to see the marriage restored. And in the emotion of all that's going on, in an affair, in all kinds of situations, children involved, in the emotion of that, my suggestion was don't make decisions without major counsel. Give somebody the privilege of saying, I'm going to veto that for a week.
Right.
And that lets you agree to honor their veto for that week. And that lets you think it through and get counsel.
Well, what a blessing. Did you get some nuggets of truth for the journey? Well, I surely hope so. Tomorrow, Dave and Bethley will be moving on in their study of the Proverbs to cover how to prevent a happy life or a happy family as they discuss the dangers of anger. This is Michael Barnett, and if you'd like more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young, so thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIO Radio Network.